U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, and U.S. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia led their colleagues in introducing the Help Ensure Lower Patient or Help Copays Act, and this legislation eliminates pricing schemes, protecting patients from insurance and pharmacy benefit manager or PBM practices that raise out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs. Many Americans with chronic illnesses face high out-of-pocket costs associated with their health insurance in the form of high deductibles and cost-sharing. Copay assistance or financial assistance from nonprofit organizations or drug manufacturers can lower the out-of-pocket costs of specialty medications and help patients afford the life-saving drugs they require. However, when insurers and PBMs collect this assistance, they're not required to credit that assistance towards the patient's annual deductible or out-of-pocket maximum. When the copay assistance runs out, patients are still required to cover their full deductible or out-of-pocket minimum, allowing insurers and PBMs to double-dip on profits while leaving patients unable to afford their medication. The Help Copays Act requires insurers and PBMs to count all payments they receive on a patient's behalf toward their annual deductibles and out-of-pocket limit, ensuring that patients have access to their medication. Senator Marshall said patient assistance programs help Americans pay for specialty medications that treat chronic and rare conditions, and applying patient assistance toward deductibles and out-of-pocket costs has always been the law of the land. So he urges his colleagues to pass the bipartisan bicameral Help Copays Act and cement this victory. Specifically, the Help Copay Act would clarify the Affordable Care Act's definition of cost sharing to ensure payments made by or on behalf of patients count towards their deductible and or out-of-pocket maximum, prohibiting copay accumulator adjuster programs, and clarify that the ACA's annual out-of-pocket limit applies to all prescription drugs covered in a health plan, since all covered drugs would be defined as essential, prohibiting copay maximizer programs. On Friday, the Kansas House passed two bills that could provide property tax relief to Kansans. The first bill, H.R. 2396, limits the property tax revenue increases, and it limits the increase for jurisdictions based upon previous year inflation, new construction, and some bond payments. It also creates a fund to provide payments to cities and counties that comply with the set funding limit. The created ASTRA fund is used to its full extent, could result in approximately $70 to $75 million of property tax relief yearly, according to House Tax Chair Adam Smith, and this $130 million more of total property tax yearly each year. The bill also allows the revenue neutral rate increase provisions and allows voters to protest the budget exceeding the limit. If successful, the budget would be limited to the previous year's level. H.R. 5011, if passed, could make it so that property values could be based on the lesser of the fair market value or the average fair market value. Conditions of the bill state that the legislature needs to determine the number of years to determine the average fair market value. H.B. 2396 passed 115-6, and H.C.R. 5011 passed 117-4 in the House, and both bills now head to the Kansas Senate. Sunday morning was Spring Forward Day, when most Americans lost an hour of sleep in exchange for an hour of sunlight. However, Kansas legislators are continuing their fight to end daylight savings time, with Senator Kenny Titus of Manhattan introducing the most recent bill in January. Under the proposed legislation, the next daylight savings would be the last, when Kansas would fall back an hour in November and stay on that timeline. And that means that winter nights would remain dark and the summer sun would set a little earlier than you're used to. In a statement, Senator Titus said he is encouraged by the positive reaction that he's received from all over the state regarding his bill, SB1, and he hopes they can continue to work at the state level and with federal partners to end the clock switching. Kansas would join two other states, Hawaii and parts of Arizona, in not observing daylight savings if the bill becomes law.